We know that Government of India, at the topmost level, at a meeting presided over by none else than Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has answered the anxieties of a lot of India's parents and their teenaged children by cancelling the class 12 exams for this year. But one exam is going on, and that those results have just come out. And in those results, and those are an examination for India as India states. And if I may use a colloquialism, I'd say the overall result is Pappu pass ho gaya. Aur Pappu na sirf pass hua, lekin first division mein ho gaya, at least in what we used to think was the first division. These days you need 110% marks even to get to St. Stephen's College or some other decent college, etc. But 60% plus was first division. So what is this exam? This is the rating that Niti Aayog does based on sustainable development goals. We know that the UN has set some sustainable development goals for 2030 for the world to achieve. The world is not catching up very fast on that. Now, this is the rating that's done by Niti Aayog. As we know, when the Narendra Modi government came in the first time in 2014, it abolished the old institution of Planning Commission and replaced it instead with Niti Aayog. Niti, N-I-T-I, stands, as I'm sure all of you know, stands for National Institution for Transforming India. Now, Niti Aayog, 3 years back, started this process with the UN on rating India's states based on these sustainable development goals, and actually listed 17 goals. Goals have changed, the number have changed from year to year. This year it's 17 goals, and in a moment I will tell you what these goals are and maybe tell you some highlights also. On that basis, they ranked India the first time in 2018. India's average rank across the states was 57, so pass but second division. Second year, that is 2019, India got to 60, so barely first division in old-fashioned way of thinking. And this year, India has got to 66, that is for 2020, 66, not bad, because at least each year you've seen progress. But what, as you would expect, within this larger data point, there are lots of other interesting points. Because within data, within one large data, lie many other data. Many states have done well, many states are laggards. In fact, if you see this table that we'll put up on the screen right now, all these tables and all these maps are from Niti Aayog's presentation, Niti Aayog's report. I'm sharing the link to the entire report and presentation with you. Please read it. It's a wonderfully produced document. There is some mathematical formula and calculations there that scare me. They will not scare all of you, maybe some like me who are math illiterate, but that also convinces me that this is very scientifically done. But it's a beautifully produced document. It's a document produced as well as India's economic surveys lately. You can understand it. There is a lot of data, there is a lot of color, there are lots of pictures. So congratulations, Rajiv Kumar, who heads Niti Aayog, the CEO Amitabh Kant, and I see one more name there, an IAS officer, Sayukta Samadhar, who's advisor to Niti Aayog. They have done a fantastic job, because, you know, to all those who say that nothing, no data, no information is available in this government, documents like this are invaluable. So please put it away, even if you don't read it all today, put it away, you will need it for references again and again. Now, if you see this document, and I know that you see me carrying a lot of sheets of paper, and you might get worried, because last time I sat in this place and I had this many papers with me. I think that episode of Karta Clutter went to 35 minutes. That was about the virus lab leak theory from Wuhan, and because of the subject it was, I know that a lot of you watched that episode. If at this point more than 2.5 million people have watched that episode of Cut the Clutter, that is almost 4 times of the previously highest watched Cut the Clutter. So first of all, in this race among the many Pappus, and the many of these Pappus being the states and union territories of India, there isn't much surprise in terms of who is the tops. So the tops is like one of those Kenyan Ethiopian marathon runners, because this is a long distance race, it's not a sprint. So in front is Kerala, with 75 points. That is 9 more than the national average. It's a tough competition. And then it's followed, surprise of surprises, it's followed Tamil Nadu at 74 is not a surprise of surprises, but Himachal Pradesh also at 74. So well done, Himachal Pradesh. Congratulations, right? And it's especially deserving of congratulations because the larger siblings from the family that got divided, that is Punjab, Haryana, Himachal, from the original Punjab, it has done far better than the other two. It's quite remarkable. So I would say the surprise there is Himachal at number 2, jointly with Tamil Nadu at 74, Andhra Pradesh at 72, Goa also at 72, Karnataka, Uttarakhand all at 72, all 4. So well done. Then Sikkim 71. In fact, if you see this list, in this list you will see that 14 Indian states are above that national average of 66. So you can say that those states are front runners, those are ahead, the rest are laggards. Although this survey is very careful not to use that terminology. This survey is so careful with using the terminology that this will remind you of the teacher in any nursery school who don't want to tell any child that they're not bright. So some are very bright, some are 2 stars, 3 stars, 5 stars, 4 stars, everybody gets a bunch of stars. So this has been done a little bit like that. But see these states at the top. There are 14 of them. 14 are Kerala, Himachal, Andhra Pradesh, Goa, Karnataka in that order, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Telangana, Mizoram, Punjab, Haryana, Tripura. Tripura is the 15th. I don't know why it is above that fold, but that is because Tripura has 65, so it's only one shot of 66. So a grace mark diya aur usko top mein laga diya on those who are at the national average or above national average. But if you see these 15 states, 14 plus Tripura, some interesting things jump out at you. First of all, none of these states in the 14, and you will see this pop up at you all the time. None of these 14 states who are above the national average, none of these states are from what is called as the Hindi heartland. That is UP, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, none of them is from there. That is a bad data point, but a very important data point. The other data point is, contrary to what we think of the Northeast being so backward. In fact, 3 Northeastern states have made it to this better performance rank above national average. And these 3, beginning from the top in a way, where they rank, Sikkim with 71 points, and then Mizoram with 68, and then Tripura number 15 at 65. So this also shatters the stereotype about the Northeast. Once again, one disappointment: states we see as among the most progressive and among the most aggressive and among the most vocal in India, and the states that now sort of straddle all of India's popular culture, sport, that is Punjab and Haryana. Punjab is number 13, not nice at 68. Haryana a little bit worse at number 14, 67. That is not a good surprise, that's a bad surprise. The other sort of not very good surprise is that Gujarat features at number 10 with 69. So this is the national picture. You can also see who's doing badly. Among those that do badly, just as I said, there is no surprise about who's in front in this marathon. You know, it will be Kerala in front. They've been so far. It looks like, I mean, if you ask somebody, blindfold somebody and lock up somebody in a cave, take the person out after 3 years and say, who is the state, which is the state topping SDGs in India? The chances are the person would say Kerala. Although, mind you, at this point, Tamil Nadu is running it very close and Himachal is running it very close. And we'll see later where is it that Kerala could have done better to keep this gap, otherwise other runners are getting close to it. If you see the laggards, people on the latter half, so you see some northeastern states which you will expect. There is Manipur, there is Arunachal Pradesh, there is Meghalaya. Surprisingly, and very surprisingly, while we tend to think that these tribal states are very backward and the poorest of the northeast, And Assam is the fulcrum and the heart and the body of the Northeast, and these small states provide the soul. It is Assam which is a laggard within the Northeast. So Assam has 57 points, the worst, the third worst from the bottom, unfortunately, whereas other Northeastern states, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, 60 each, Nagaland 61, Manipur 64, are all doing better than Assam. So if you take all of the Northeastern states, including Sikkim, Assam is doing the worst of all, not a happy thing. But once again, as I said, and I'm deliberately keeping this suspense a little bit tantalizingly to the end of this part of the argument, just as we know who the front runner would be instinctively, do we know who the laggard, who's the last runner in the race would be instinctively? Unfortunately, it is Bihar, and Bihar is last by a very long distance, not a chota distance. Bihar is at 52. So Bihar is a good 14 points behind the national average, a full 23 points behind the front running state. And if I mention Bihar, you would want to know Uttar Pradesh, 60. So Uttar Pradesh is the same level. In fact, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan are both at the same level as Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh. So it is not something to feel great about at all. And one thing we should stop doing is, when we live in the heartland, to start looking at people from the Northeast and the Northeast as people who are laggards or people who are a liability. They are not. In fact, I say this particularly today because a lot of brilliant young people in the Northeast, mostly students and young opinion leaders, they've today started a Twitter storm, a tweet storm to influence public opinion. So more about Northeast should be taught in our NCERT textbooks. In fact, see the story that we have done on that. My colleague Maithili Hazarika has done that story on the print.in. I will share that story from you. Anyway, let me leave the digression behind. So again, Madhya Pradesh, part of the same Hindi heartland or Bimaru states, unfortunately, as they were named. Madhya Pradesh 62, Chhattisgarh 61, Jharkhand 56, the second worst. Jharkhand is the former Bihar, 56. So that tells you where the problems of India lie. Now I will come to some of the individual data points in just a couple of minutes, but let me tell you what is it that we are talking about. So we are talking about, these ratings are based on how each state has done in its pursuit of 17 sustainable development goals. So I will not list all 17 goals for you, don't worry, that will take an hour. I will not list all 17, and nor will I describe each one in detail, but I will go over many of these in quick succession with some highlights. And as I speak, for all 17, you will first see the list on our screen, all 17 goals. You can read them. The list will stay there for a few seconds, you can read it, and then you will see the data charts and the maps of India, color-coded maps of India, running with each one of these goals. I will not describe each one of these because that takes too long. And remember, when they do this color coding, what are the colors? So their colors, green means front runner. Front runners is states which are far ahead, which are running ahead. That is green. That means states that score between 65 to 99 points on the development goal, which is 100. So states within 65 to 99 are colored green on these maps. States between 50 to 64 are colored yellow on this map. Those are called performers. I told you, nobody is called a loser in this case. It's like your nursery school teacher. So Niti Aayog has had to be very careful, otherwise some states will come and who knows, this will end up in Supreme Court, High Court. Our judges also seem so underemployed these days that all kinds of faltu things they take up, including former Miss India and a film star's completely incredible, I would say, I don't know what word to use, petition about 5G radiation. Anyway, so the second category is performer, that is 50 to 64, that's yellow. And third is red. So red is really a laggard. So red is aspirant, 0 to 49. I told you, nobody is a failure. Even if you get zero, you're still an aspirant. Kyunki har kisi ke saath insaan umeed pe jeeta hai. So see this color coding in that sense. Now, when you look at these goals, so the first goal is overall poverty. If you see overall poverty and overall that there should be no poverty, that's the goal. Then you look at this map. If you look at this map, the so-called Bimaru area can just be marked out as a big yellow sort of swath of paint in the heart of India. It runs west to east in the heart of India. West to east because it begins at Rajasthan and then it carries on right to the other end. So this takes into its sort of sweep two political geographic economic zones in India. One is the so-called Bimaru states or the Hindi heartland, and the second is what J.R.M. Ramesh of the Congress Party once described as India's EOK problem, that is India's east of Kanpur problem. So then that then brings in Odisha, West Bengal and a lot of the northeast. So if you see this map, you can see that some states are improving. Rajasthan and West Bengal are improving in this category, but the rest are all in deep trouble. Similarly, if you see the goal of zero hunger, which is the second goal, again you see surprisingly Gujarat is a negative surprise. I thought on zero hunger Gujarat would have done it much better. You would have thought so also, but it's a negative surprise. And once again, the overall picture is not that different. See the map, not that different from the picture for eradication of poverty, no poverty. Then you come to third, good health and well-being. Some interesting surprises. Gujarat tops with 86 points, that's excellent. Maharashtra 83 points. I think they thoda generous marking bhi hua hai. Not because I'm saying Gujarat or Maharashtra should not be 1 and 2 or Gujarat, Maharashtra, TN should not be 1, 2 and 3. But 86, 83, 83 sounds a bit high, particularly given the fact these states have now performed in the pandemic second wave. So Gujarat tops with 86, Maharashtra 83, Tamil Nadu 83 as well. So as I said, that is an interesting surprise. But you come to the worst, Assam. Unfortunately, a state where I spent a lot of my working life, in fact, I say I paid my dues as a journalist covering the Northeast between 81 and 83. Assam is 59, and who's the second worst? Hold your breath. It's not Bihar, it's Uttar Pradesh with 60. So once again, which is the state where you see these bodies floating in the rivers and bodies also strewn along the river banks? That is Uttar Pradesh. Delhi does very well. It's a union territory, so we are listing it separately, as does Niti Aayog at 90. And once again, among Bimaru states on this, Rajasthan does a little bit better. Then you come to the fourth point, which is quality education. Now, quality education, the red areas are aspirant, right? Har kisi ko chance hota hai. UP, red areas are UP, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha. So once again in the same ballpark, that is Bimaru plus east of Kanpur, EOK. Then gender equality, a large part of the country is in the yellow zone, which is performer, not front runner. Large part of India is in the yellow zone. In the red areas, once again surprisingly is Gujarat, not so surprisingly is Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. So those two states, they are not the poorest states in India. Haryana is the largest rich state in India. They really have to get their act together on gender equality. I suspect some of this also must be a reflection of their bad gender imbalance, that is the male-female ratio that these states have. Then 6, 7, I'm missing out. I'm not going to every point, it'll take forever. 8, very interesting, decent work conditions. All of the south looks good, except don't be surprised, Kerala, because Kerala is the republic of the trade unions. So trade unions rule Kerala, that's why working conditions are not the best. It is still sort of middling, but the other southern states are very good and in green. And in the rest of the country, the one state that is in green is Himachal Pradesh. And then you see how Himachal Pradesh's success is not such a fluke. It has done something well. The only other place where you might see a little speck of green is a tiny union territory of Chandigarh. Then you come to next point, which is industry, innovation and infrastructure development. Again, all of the Hindi heartland states, northeast and the east of Kanpur region is in the red. So aspirant, ek din hum honge kamyab, right? But then you see Gujarat, Maharashtra, Punjab, Haryana, Tamil Nadu, all in green. And surprisingly, it's surprised on the downside, Kerala is yellow. This is where I said these are areas where Kerala can improve and improve that score of 75 further to create some more distance between them and the challengers who are now snapping at Kerala's heels, notably at this point, Himachal and Tamil Nadu. Now, reduced inequalities. Again, no surprises that Rajasthan, UP, Bihar are states in the red. Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Mizoram are in the yellow and the rest of the country is green, which is very good. Himachal is doing very well on that score and that may have helped Himachal again. Yet again, Kerala is doing poorly there. Kerala is 69. This is one more area where if Kerala focused, it would increase that distance between itself and its challengers. Then come to point 11, which is sustainable cities and communities. That surprises me a bit. And this looks to me like our teachers used to give marks maybe for good conduct. Sabko achha bol diya, right? Which teacher wants to tell whose parents who are paying fees that your child doesn't have good conduct? So this, like, the entire country has been painted green. So anybody who believes that all of the country is doing brilliantly on building sustainable cities and communities either is getting already some spirits delivered at home by Delhi government through its apps or smoking something that nobody should or that is illegal, or maybe is behaving like that primary school teacher. So all of the country seems to be doing brilliantly in building sustainable cities. Our cities are rotten. Our cities, I'm so sorry, but our cities are the worst in the world. They are the most polluted, the worst run, the poorest infrastructure, a shortage of everything, including shortage of crematoriums and graveyards. Now to think that all our country is doing brilliantly in terms of building sustainable cities and communities, I would say, Niti Aayog, next year, don't be so kind. Thoda sa, be a little bit more, credible on this. Now, some states in the northeast are not doing badly, are not doing that well. West Bengal is not doing that well. But generally, I am surprised by how much green I see. This is a sub-pass ho gaye chart. This is the year in which Modi ji sat on that meeting, top level meeting, and said no exam, sabko pass kar do. So ye on building sustainable cities and communities, this is a case of sub pass ho gaye. Then there is climate action. Everybody seems to have done well. And then I find something very interesting, or this is the goal on number 16, peace, justice and strong institutions. Now all of the country is green. So this is again a sub-pass ho gaye, and I think in this sub-pass ho gaye business, thoda sa Niti Aayog bhi fail ho gaya yahan pe, right? Because I can understand being nice on developing sustainable cities and all that, most people will not even understand what's going on, right? But to say that peace, justice and strong institutions, almost all of India is green, tells you either that they just wanted to be so kind, or that somebody got tired by the time they got to point 16. But again, the exceptions or the front runners surprise me. So while the entire country is green, then you have Goa not doing very well, Delhi not doing very well. I mean, most of India's institutions sit in Delhi, right? So how is Delhi? So either this is a great, I would say, blow for realism. Somebody's been really bold to say this, but Goa, Delhi are not doing very well. Odisha is not doing well. Assam is not doing well. Arunachal is not doing well. These are in yellow. All the rest is in green. Thank you very much. Maybe if I said this to my late mother when she was around, maybe she would have believed me if I said this to her. I don't think many people in India would believe this. Then you see some other highlights on who's done better, who's done worse, and who's made the most important, the least, the most improvement and the least improvement. So see Karnataka, 66 to 72, very good improvement. Andhra, 67 to 72. very good improvement. Mizoram, tiny Mizoram, 56 to 68. In percentage terms, the highest improvement. In fact, see that chart that Niti Aayog has put out on Mizoram itself. Take inspiration from it. And next time, don't laugh at the Northeast Wallahs, learn about the Northeast. Mizoram also is one of India's few states, the first states to get 100% literacy. It's a marvelously talented state. It has topped the country in improvement from 56 to 68. Other states have done better, but many others have still lagged on. Look, for example, Odisha, 58 to 61, just 3 points. Tamil Nadu has done well, 67 to 74, but West Bengal, 60 to 62, they still re-elected their government. Haryana, 57 to 67, very good improvement. So congratulations, government of Haryana, 57 to 67, from being a little below the national average, they have now gone above the national average, which is excellent. And then there is always Bihar, which has gone from 50 to 52. It also keeps on re-electing the same government. I don't know, sometimes you wonder if people really look at performance before going out to vote, or are they still caught up with the identity that is caste, religion, etc., etc., etc. Delhi, because we are also looking at some union territories, or at least I live in Delhi, 61 to 68, not bad, but it has not done very well in some areas. Chandigarh, 70 to 79, for all practical purposes, my hometown, although I am rootless, having been born into the family of a government employee who got transferred all the time. 70 to 79, Chandigarh is not bad. Now we'll come to some troublesome areas, and those are areas which should make us wake up and smell the sambar, smell the dal, smell the chicken curry, smell the egg, smell anything. And I'm mentioning all these foods because a lot of this is about food and nutrition. Those, I think, are the most startling part about these findings. Now, if you see children who are underweight, I will tell you the best and I will tell you the worst. You would expect Kerala to be the best. It's almost the best at 18.7. So only those states which have less than 20% children who are underweight, I take in the category of the best. And that's also a shame that, you know, if 20% people, children are underweight, you think that's a good thing. Those are the best states in the country. Not nice. But Kerala, 18.7, among the best in the country. Goa, 20.3. Among the large states, Andhra Pradesh, 16%. That's very good. Punjab just made it to pass marks, 19.7. For Punjab, for macho, strong Punjab, right? Strong Punjabis, 19.7% children in the state of Punjab are underweight. In Uttarakhand, it's about 18.7. And what are the states which are doing the best in India? Hold your breath again. And once again, think before you start saying unkind things about different parts of particularly distant parts of the country. That is Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh at just 13%. They nearly top the country along with Manipur, which is also 13%. But who's the absolute top guess? It is Mizoram, 11.3% children only. That is only just about 1 in 10 children who's underweight. But consider that, compare that with some of the quote-unquote champions on the wrong side. So unfortunately, Jharkhand, the worst, 42.9% children are underweight. Chhattisgarh, 40% children are underweight. Bihar, 38.7%. UP, 37%. I am now rounding off the points to the nearest decimal point. UP, 37%. West Bengal, 31%. Karnataka, 32%. These are big states. And surprise of surprises, Gujarat, 34%. This is really terrible. Bihar, 38%. Andhra Pradesh, 35.5%. This is not nice at all. And once again, I told you, Punjab is doing quite well on this score with 13.5, which is not nice for Punjab, but which is good by national standards. But Haryana at 28.8%, and even Himachal at 22.6, that means 1 out of 5 children born in Himachal is underweight. Then come to the next calculation, which is how many children are stunted. And once again, the picture is not very nice. So if I count as front runner states which have less than 20% children or around 20% who are stunted. Who are stunted? It's only four states. It's not nice. Two states and two union territories. Goa at 19.6 just makes it. Karnataka at 20.5 flunks it, but we can give it a grace mark. J&K 15.5%, Ladakh 15.5%. So don't say again that Kashmir has always been a basket case, etc. Kashmir on most social indicators, including literacy, including now on the percentage of people vaccinated, is doing brilliantly. It tops in the country. Look at some of the states which are doing the worst on stunting. So the worst of all is Bihar, 42%. Gujarat, 39% of the children are stunted. Jharkhand, 36%. Madhya Pradesh, 39%. Meghalaya, 40.4%. Andhra, 32%. Assam, 32%. This is terrible. These are large states with large populations. If they have children who are underweight and stunted like this, so remember that line from the 1960s film Upkar, Indivar ne likhi thi, famous lyricist. Jis desh ka bachpan bhooka hai, phir uski jawani kya hogi? If a country's children are so hungry and stunted and underweight, what will its youth be like? The worst cases of stunting also, big states, Rajasthan 37%, UP 39% children stunted, meaning you calculate, UP is a state of 28 crores, and surprise of surprise is Delhi, the Union Territory of Delhi, 29% children are stunted. Then if you go to the next level, which is adolescents who are anemic, once again, you know who the front runners are. Kerala only 9%, Himachal 16%, excellent. Nagaland only 8%. And once again, Jammu and Kashmir 15.8%. Fantastic. Once again, Kashmir is ahead on social indicators. And the worst again, and this is adolescents who are anemic. Assam the worst at 37%, and Jharkhand the second worst at 34%. And finally, women, pregnant women between the age of 15 to 49 who are anemic. These are really things that should make us wake up and look within, because this is now we've done 70 years since independence. Soon we'll do 75 years, in fact, since independence. 70 years of the Republic. Now, women between 15 and 49 who are anemic in the state of Jharkhand, 62.6%, that is nearly 63%. 2 out of 3 women are anemic when they are pregnant. Andhra, also bad. Bihar, 58.3%. Gujarat is not a poor state. 51% women, pregnant women are anemic. Haryana, which is the master of contact sports, muscle sports, boxing, wrestling, call it boxing in Haryana, boxing, wrestling, 55% pregnant women are anemic. Even Himachal, 50%, Madhya Pradesh, 55%, Tripura, 54%, UP, 51%, West Bengal, 53%. You will see these running and you will wonder what's going on. This is where India is doing badly, and this is where India is suffering. Once again, you want to ask me who are the best performing states? The usual suspects on the good side, Kerala only 22.6%, but even for Kerala, more than one out of five pregnant women is anemic. Not nice. Kerala has to fix this. And Goa at about 27%. So these are the finer data points that come out of this survey, which I think we should all pay attention to. So once again, having said this, thank you very much, Niti Aayog, for doing this, because we are data starved. We are increasingly living in an environment, not just in India, but in many democracies. But India is what concerns us at this point, where governments are now more and more averse to sharing any data. So this is very useful data, quite honestly done, barring a couple of those charts painted green. But theek hai, thoda bahut chalta hai, grace marks, or you can be lenient here and there. Or an examiner one day can become in a good mood. But with all those provisos, a fantastic job done. Thank you very much. Congratulations.